98.1.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the Gospel in plain English.
Come.
I have been trying to share with you about some of this revelation, and I'm grateful to God that I can finish up some of those teachings today. Our subject for discussion is titled The Secret About the Church. The Secret About the Church. And to be honest with you, if I were to personalize it, I would say I want to talk about the grace upon this church. It is very, very important that we start out to congratulate this church on its 102-year anniversary. We thank God for all the miracles. We thank God for all the manifestation of God's power in this house. So many healings, so many blessings. Can you imagine 102 years? How many miracles have taken place in this house? Can you imagine how many testimonies? Can you imagine how much growth has taken place? How much progress? That is why I said to God be the glory. Will you join me just to thank God for this church? Thank God for all the miracles. Thank God for all the healings. Baby, you have been healed since you've been a part of this ministry. Your own praise ought to be double because you're a living witness of what God can do through His church. Thank God for the blessings. I say thank God for progress. Thank God for growth. To God be the glory. Let the church say amen. So you may be seated. So my assignment today is to share with you the secret behind all what we were clapping about. There is a certain kind of grace that is upon this church. And I don't want you to be a part of the church and you're missing out. Have you ever gone to somewhere and you really don't know where you're going? You just following the crowd. See, everybody going, you see. You don't even know why we're going to Carfax, but everybody is going to Carfax. So you hop on the bus. But I would not want to get on an aeroplane to fly somewhere not knowing where we're going. That is why I encourage you, pay attention. I just have 5 quick points. You need to know about your own church. You need to know what God is doing here. And you need to tap into that anointing. Why? Because the church is not the building. It's all of you here. The people of God. You are the church. So make sure you take part or you partake in the grace that is upon this church, because some people are riding that wave and I don't want you to be left out. The passage I just read to your hearing gave you a clue about what every church must have in order to prosper. If there's a church, you know, a lot of people are listening to this, local pastors, leaders of churches. You'd be amazed how many people tune in to listen, to watch what God is doing in Zion Hill. There are 3 things that every church must have. If you, as a church, don't have those 3 things, you are in trouble. And I just read it to you. But it's so easy to miss things. That is why the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? Look at those lists. The Bible says there was a period of time when Israel, which is another church, they were operating without true God. One of the graces upon this church is that this church has been calibrated for years to know the true and living God. Amen. Notice the second thing. I wish they put it on the screen so you can read again. 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 3. The second thing that every church must have, a teaching priest. See, the Bible gives you the clue. Many churches, all they do is hoop and holler and have a good time. Everybody shake their booty, got emotion, and go home. And they die. It takes the recognition of the true God, number one. And number two, you must have a teaching priest. Can you handle the truth? I'm talking about the grace upon this church. Notice another thing. Number three, you must have the law. What is the law? The word of God. What makes a church prosper is when you become a word church. Some people infest the energy trying to be Baptist, trying to be Methodist, trying to be Koji, Church of God in Christ, Christ of God in church, Baptist number one, second Baptist, third Baptist. None of that you will find in the Bible. It's okay for you to call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. There's nothing wrong to be a Baptist church or Methodist church. But what will prosper a church is listed right there. Let me remind you the list again. I don't want you to miss out. You got to be blessed. Number one, the focus must be on the true God. Number two, you must have a teaching priest. And number three, ladies and gentlemen, the word of God, the law of God, the statute of God must be your priority as a church. Tell somebody I got it. Again, you will see how important this thing is. When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, Jesus responded to the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by what? The word of God. The word of God. That's what will make any church. I don't care if you are 10 people or if you are 10,000 people. The word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, that's another way of God telling you, you need two things to survive. You need bread and you need the word. Glory be to God. Many of us, we focus on getting bread, but we never get the word. And so we get sick and stay sick. Many of us die before our time. Many of us struggle through life. But Jesus said, oh, glory. Man shall not live by bread alone. Don't just dress good, eat good, make up, look nice. That's just bread. That's natural. You need a second item, the word of God. Tell somebody, I got it. And to tell you how important for your church or any church to be a word church, Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, grass will wither and flowers will fade. But guess what will last? The word of God. The word of God. Are you all still here? What separates this church from many churches is the importance of the word of God. Tell somebody, I got it. When you hear the name Zion Hill, yes, you can be proud of our media ministry. Yes, you can be proud of our programs, our music ministry. You can be proud of all kinds of ministry. But at the end of the day, the grace upon this church is the word of God. Heaven and earth will pass away. Oh, glory. It is the word of God. Let me share with you another grace upon this church. It's called the favor of God. What did I call it? I wish I can take you to lunch and just share with you testimonies after testimonies for the past 29 years. And there's a whole lot more testimonies before 29 years of the grace of favor upon this church. Because there were soldiers in the army of God that were working the ground and holding up the bloodstained banner of this church in this community. But I just don't want you to know that this is a world church, or this is a church full of favor. I want to show you how you can partake in that favor. I want you to know how you can be a part of the blessing and not just be a name on the roll. Why is this important? The Bible saying in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 15, if you notice, God said, I will give you pastor according to my heart. That pastor will feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's what I want you to get today. Don't just be a name on the roll. God told you ahead of time. I don't just send you pastors. I don't know how many of them have been through this church within 102 years. He said, whenever I send you a man of God or a woman of God, I'm sending somebody after my own heart. And that somebody will teach you, will help you to get knowledge. And what else? Understanding. In other words, he's like somebody inviting you to dinner and telling you what's going to be on the menu. God said, when you are part of his church, not only would I send you a pastor after my heart, what is going to feed you? Feeding. That's what you do in restaurant. What's on the menu is knowledge and understanding. I hate to go to a restaurant not knowing what I'm going to eat. So don't just attend. Don't leave the house until you grab hold of some knowledge and some understanding. Are you still here this morning? Why is that important? You remember the parable of the sower. The Bible said, the word of God is the seed. He said the seed. He talks about a sower go about sowing seed. And then he describes so many types of grounds. Some fall on the rock. Am I still in the book? Some fall by the wayside. But as he described that story, he says some of those seed fall on good ground. What is good ground? Because the bad ground, he said, the devil come quickly to steal that seed. But there are seed that falls on good ground. What is good ground? Good ground is anybody who hear the word and understand the word. Glory be to God. It's not enough to come. You must make sure there are no distractions. Make sure you hear and you understand. Why is that important? Because Jesus in that story told you and me, if you hear and you understand, it will produce three levels of results. Level number one, 30-fold return. Is that in your Bible? Level number two, 60-fold return. Is that in your Bible? Level number three, 100-fold return. You are made to dominate. Don't just be a member of the church. The church is you and me. We are the church. Make sure you come. Don't allow the devil to distract you. Thank God for all the programs and activities. But zoom in on the word of God. And zoom in on what is on the menu. Knowledge. Understanding. And in your getting, you'll become good ground. And as good ground, the Bible says, I promise you, 34 return, 64 return, 100-fold return. May your life command 100-fold return. Open your mouth, shout amen. I believe I said again, you can see my heart, my passion. I want your life to command 100-fold return. Every area of your life, blessed in the name of Jesus. I strongly believe with all my heart that the secret, the grace upon this church is the word of God and the favor of God. You can wake me up in the middle of the night. Those two things I will tell you. I've been saying it. This is a word church. This is a word church. Sometimes I want to say it in Spanish and say it in Swahili and say it in Greek and Hebrew until somebody finally get it and say, okay, now I see how we roll here. Because the word of God is so important. And the second thing is the favor of God upon this church. If I were to sit down and literally, I keep diaries, you know. I'm sure many of you do the same thing. It's nothing new. It just amazes me. Many miracles. Many times I will come close to things completely falling apart. And God will show up and show out. That's what the favor of God will do. That's what the favor of God. So many trials. So many mistakes. And yet, God will look beyond our fault, see our need, and step in and rescue the church. Now you see what he said upon this rock. I will build my church. Even the gates of hell will not prevail against it. But remember, I told you, the church is not the building. So make sure you can participate. Make sure when I talk about 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold, make sure you are part of that. You're walking in that anointing. Don't watch other people being blessed. Don't watch others living in dominion. Make sure you and your house, oh glory, Glory be to God. Glory be to God. By the way, when I tell you about the favor of God, what is the favor of God? The reason why we need this favor, first I got to tell you, none of us can make it on our own. Did you hear what I say? That's why I say you got to pay attention to this. You need favor of God. I need the favor of God. From the get-go, we were in trouble. I don't have time to go through it. You know the story of the creation. You know what happened at the Garden of Eden. You know how men fall. And since the fall of man, things were messed up. So, you cannot make it on your own. I know that don't sound American, but somebody needs to tell the truth. So what God did, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing how God loves us so much. So what he did, he put a system in place to help you out, to help me out. He already know the earth is falling. So he put system of graces in place to help you. That system is called the favor of God. Are you all still here? The problem with church people, oh glory, I have to be careful I say this so I don't offend nobody. The problem is that you have been taught all your life that favor is unmerited. That is free. That's the biggest lie ever told to you. The only thing free in the kingdom of God is your salvation. But because we've been lied to, because the devil had manipulated the truth of God, so we are failing to do what we need to do to obtain the favor of God. Are you all still here? So what is this thing called favor of God? I'll give you an example. Let's say there's a woman that is barren. All right? Struggling. Can't give birth. It's a painful experience, you know. She might not say anything, but deep within, there's a deep hurt. But somehow, some way, the Lord show up at late hour while she's been watching others give birth. Now the Lord allow her to get pregnant, and now she come up with triplets. Can you see the favor of God? That's God's way. You see, in America, you would say she gave birth. But no, that's she's experiencing what in the spirit world we call restoration. The Bible talks about God will restore. How many years that the locust, the conqueror, how glory, glory be to God. Glory be to God. In all you're getting, understand. Understanding is critical. God will cause you to make up for lost years. You need to know how to walk in that kind of favor. Are you still here? God's favor will enable you where you are weak. That's what I'm saying to you about this church. Things that we don't have, things that we don't know, things that we just run out, things that we run into a brick wall. And God has a system. It's called favor in place. And it will show up and help you to catch up. Oh, glory. Ladies and gentlemen, you see it in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 21. God said, I will give Israel what? Is that in your Bible? I just want you to know that God is in that business. He knows we're weak. He knows we live in a broken world. And he had a system in place to. But you have to make sure you know how to tap into that system. That's what I'm here to tell you. You know why Israel need favor? Because they were slaves. They were in chain in Egypt. They couldn't help themselves. Have you ever been in a place where you look at your situation, you couldn't help yourself? I've been there. Not one time, not two times. And I'm not just talking about job situation, even family situation, even health situation. That you can just look and see clearly if God don't help you. Houston, we got problem. I've been there. I have so many testimonies. It will blow your mind. But the favor of God will allow you to catch up. The favor of God is a system in place. It's like an equalizer. Amen. See, I'm talking music time now. These people, there's something, there's an equipment we call equalizer. Sometimes you have to EQ, that's right, son. You have to EQ your life to bring it to balance.
Yes, sir.
To make meaning. Because everything is just falling apart.
Amen.
That's what God said to Israel. I will give you favor right in front of your enemy. Good God, I want to shout already. You look at Exodus chapter 11, verse 3. The Lord said it again. The Lord gave the people. Now he did it, it's not just saying it. He gave the people what? Favor. In the face of who? Egyptians. That's what David, oh glory, that's what David was saying when he said he prepared a table before me in the face of all my player haters. David said he restored my soul. There are systems in place to help you to make up for lost time, to help you to catch up, to equalize what is missing. But I say unto you that favor is not unmerited. You can be a Christian under the sound of my voice and you're not living under the favor of God. Your salvation is unmerited. Jesus came, paid the price.
Amen.
But everything else, you got to earn it. Are you still here? So how will you define favor? Favor is simply God in partnership with you. Are you listening to me? Paul have to plant. Apollo have to water. Then, are you listening to me? Then God will grant the increase. God will grant help. God will provide support after you've done your part. When God participates, underline that word. When God participates in what you are doing, we call that favor. When God comes to supplement what you are doing. But what if you are doing nothing? A supplement of zero is still zero. Simple math. Are you all still here this morning? Ladies and gentlemen, God wants to help you and me. God wants to support you and me. God wants to help us. Favor is the number one reason why people succeed in the kingdom of God. You show me a church. You show me a person that succeed. The favor of God is behind it. It is the number one reason. Even Jesus needed favor on earth. That's the Son of God now. That's why I say you can't make it on your own. Luke chapter 2 verse 52 says, he grew up in wisdom, in stature, and he had favor. Thank you, son. He had favor with God and man. There's another clue there. That means there are two kinds of favor. Glory, glory be to God. There is favor that comes from God. There is favor that comes from man. Oh, let me take it deeper. You can have favor with man and don't have favor with God. My brothers, my sisters, Jesus demonstrated how much favor he needed on earth from men. One time he needed a donkey. And he sent somebody. He said, go to the next village. There's a crossroad. You will see a donkey tied up. Lose it. Bring it to me. Can I put it in plain English? He didn't have his own donkey. He needed... Oh, glory. The Bible is not complicated. Our problem is that we are too soaked in religion. And so we missed out on serious revelation. Homeboy needed transportation. That's like you and me. Every now and then I've had to call Pastor Benny Edison and say, son, my car is broken. I need him. That's my way of saying, Negro, I need favor. But supposing I did nothing, how is he going to help me? One time he literally came and picked up my car. Another time he drove all the way, took off from his job, went to Baton Rouge. You need favor from men. Listen to your pastor. I beg you, forget religion. Grab hold. Get understanding. Get knowledge. You have a hundredfold return. You watch your life blossom. One time. Oh, glory. One time he was dealing with a situation where he needed to pay taxes. Another time he needed a boat. He said to Peter, can I use your boat? You need favor from me. From time to time. I pray. I've been talking to you. Sometimes you just don't get it. I pray that your destiny helpers will find you. in the name, before this year is over, I pray Destiny Helper will locate all your children in the name of Jesus. Favor with men. Oh, but what a glorious journey of life when you find favor with God. Do you remember a sister girl by the name Esther? I don't have time to preach on it today. But hey, that's my student. Praise the Lord. That's one of the smartest girls. You blessed, man. Let me get back in the spirit. Esther was from a village. I can identify with her. But when the favor of God came upon her life, God moved her from a village to the palace. Let me put it in plain English. That's like God taking somebody from Carfax. I don't know why I talk about Carfax. That's where I came from. So God moved somebody from Carfax and placed him in the White House. Somebody shout favor. But here is the secret to obtaining favor. Erase all the stupid teaching you've received all your life. It's not unmerited. Esther have to do something. If you just sitting back and waiting for hamburger to fall from the sky, manna has ceased. What are you going to do to provoke favor on your life? What are you going to do to provoke favor in your household? What are you going to do to provoke favor on your business? That's where the church. See, this is church anniversary. Remember Ruth? Ruth had favor. Ruth was a widow. Husband died. I wish I have time to expand on that. Can you imagine the grief? Now, she needed a transition in her life. She had no money. She had no support system. But the Lord caused Boaz, oh glory. And all of a sudden, a transition in her life. Do you think she was just sitting down? You see, that's what I'm teaching you, how to provoke the favor of God. This church is highly favored, but it doesn't come just by us sitting down singing Kumbaya. Somebody had to walk the ground. Somebody had to cast the vision. Somebody had to roll their lives. I wish I could be giving you names after names after names. Some of them have gone on to be with the Lord. This church don't get to where we are by chance. Some people lay their life on the line. Amen. Yes, sir. I don't want you to be hearing or watching other people being blessed. Amen. You need to learn how to provoke the favor of God on your life. It has merit. I just showed you hurriedly this morning how you can provoke favor. I said we have youth choir. Opportunity for your children to sing. Many of you have children, you never bring it. Oh man, I don't have gasoline. You're going to stay broke. You just need a pastor that will be this blunt with you. We say, one day in a year, you're going to come to church 2 times. Oh, I don't know what he's drinking. I ain't get that time. That's why you're still sick. One day in a whole year. I didn't ask you to do it every month. I didn't ask you to do it every Sunday. But a rebellious spirit, the Bible calls it, it is witchcraft. You don't get promotion. The blessing of the Lord will make you rich. And add no sorrow to it. What are you going to be doing if you're not in church? Watching New Orleans Saints? Don't push me now. I'm trying my best to stay home. Jesus. I'm trying every time I get an opportunity to show you how you can be blessed, how your children can be blessed, how your children's children can be blessed. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Let me say this in conclusion. How do you provoke? I want to show you some keys to provoke the favor of God in your life. Number one, honor. What did I call it?
Honor.
What is honor? It's simply when you learn to celebrate. When you learn to reward people in your life. You provoke the favor of God. All this rebellious spirit in our society is creating havoc. There are people God has placed in your life. Somebody conceived you. Somebody carried your behind for 9 months. Somebody paid for your school fees. Oh, I wish I can say some of these things the way I feel it. And now you're grown. You have an attitude. Somebody shout honor.
Honor.
Learn to honor God.
Yes.
Are you listening? I'm trying to show you how you can provoke the favor. The secret to this church growth. I'm showing it freely I receive. You can be a part of it and not experience it.
Amen.
Honor the Lord with thy substance. With the first fruit of your increase. God said, your barns will be filled up. Glory. How are you going to be a part of a ministry like this and stay broke? It's impossible. Honor will provoke favor in your life. He said, honor your mother, honor your father. You will live long. It shall be well with you. But you think you can just be doing your thing and favor will come. No. Favor requires merits. Esther had to do her part. Ruth has to do her part. David had favor with Jonathan. David had to do his part. Somebody shall
honor.
The cheapest way you can honor somebody, I don't care if it's God, I don't care if it's your boss, I don't care if it's your parents, I don't care if it's your pastor, I don't care if it's your friend, that God has used to be a blessing to you. The cheapest way you can honor somebody is gratitude. Are you listening to me? I wish I can pour my heart out to you. You wake up every morning and you know. So you don't even need to be smart. Just Google how many people will die today. Google will tell you. And you are able to wake up and put your feet on the ground and your cloth in your right mind. Oh, glory. Gratitude. Not just to God, people in your life. Don't take your job for granted. Don't cuss out your employers. Be grateful. Oh, I got to stop. I want to give you a few more keys. Another key you will need is called relationship. Relationship provoke favor. The reason why I can pick the phone and call the chief of police in any city is because I have a relationship. My title don't worth a dime. Do you have a relationship with God? Amen. That you can get him on the phone 3 a.m. in the morning? Does God know you by name? Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Do I know you? I'm trying to help you. You got to be able to unlock favor upon the life of every one of your children. Your name is either a key or a padlock. Padlock can only lock something up. A key can, oh, glory. Can your name create an open door for somebody else? Even your own children. Got to stop. Everybody stand. Let's pray. Come here. Come pray for us. I'll see you 3 p.m. Say amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands for the man of God who taught us the word of God. Amen. And release the favor of God.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org. or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1.